The Gemara on Samach Beis Amud Beis brings from Shmuel an interesting statement that seems, I guess, at first to be just medicinal, just about health. Shmuel says, "Shena b'amud shachar ki istamal parzla." Somebody who sleeps, b'amud shachar at dawn, ki istamal parzla. It's like a steel-edged iron. It's like plating. It's good for the iron. It's as if they did they added forging to it to make it stronger. And you'd see a bum in a shopper and going to the bathroom. Bum in a shopper is also a good thing. So what's going on here? Why is Shmuel telling us that we should sleep while it's day? Bum in a shopper, we should be sleeping when it's dawn, and that's really good. And we should be going to the bathroom while it's dawn, and that's very good. So I want to say an idea based a little bit off of Pinchas Karitzer. I'm going to be Makatzer and not read his words inside, but Pinchas Karitzer and his Shar Seder Hayom by Osei, he builds a mahalach based off the Mishnah's Chassidim, and he says the following. He says that it's very, very important, even somebody who is up all night learning, doing good things, to sleep a little bit while it's day. To take a little bit of a nap, kishahar Hayom, like during dawn, he says even just for a moment, Nishin Ma'at de Ma'at, the slightest moment. And the reason for that is to accomplish a histalkas hamochin, because he quotes from the Mishnah's Chassidim that there's mochin, there's the new mochin of the new day come at chatzos. In theory, they come by chatzos alayla, and they're ready to help us accomplish whatever we're supposed to accomplish on our new day. Because every day in our existence, we have a new goal, and we're supposed to grow closer to Ribono Shel Olam and help him mitaken olam b'malcha shakai in a more deep and intimate way, in a more real way. And that's our avoda. So for us to properly do that, what we need to do is we need a histalkas hamochin. We need to get rid of our old mochin. We need to shake off, everything that we were trying to do yesterday, our avoda of yesterday, that was an avoda for yesterday. That's not our avoda for today. So somebody might have been learning and might have been, it's beautiful to be mischaber, the yom, the laila into the next yom of Limud Torah, and the Shlosh speaks about how great this is, and the Rambam speaks about how great this is, the Kesef for Torah, and it's true. It's an important thing, but says Rav Karitzer, but put your head down for half a moment. Sleep for half a second. Sleep for a little bit of a moment. Why? So that you could accomplish this. Because if you really want to have influence on the next day, you need to kind of shed all of your hasagos and shed all of your spiritual values and your spiritual accomplishments on the previous day, because today is a brand new avoda. What today, Friday looks like doesn't look like what Thursday looks like, and isn't going to look at all what Shabbos is going to look like. Every single day, the calendar has a specific avoda. In fact, if you take a Kabbalah Siddur, if you take a Siddur Shash, you open it to the front, there's a whole chart there where, depending on the month, the year, which sphere you're going to be mitakin, and then if you know the talich of the Siddur, you know that at each point in davening what you're trying to be mitakin, at each point of the day what you're trying to be mitakin. It's a totally different avoda, a avoda that never existed in the Bria until this moment. It's not like we're just like picking up pieces that we didn't do it well enough yesterday, let's try again today. We're trying something brand new today, and we're accomplishing something totally different today. So that's what he explains, that the sleep in the morning, and he says it's a particularly sweet sleep. Seemingly, he's describing the actual enjoyment based off the Lashonos there, but it's a specifically sweet sleep, that when it's a little bit of daytime, you've been up, just to put your head down a moment before you continue on and engage in your new day's avoda, because what you're doing is you're allowing that histalkos hamochin and the new mochin, that lapse of your old consciousness and that entering and that knisa, that new consciousness of these new mochin, which are higher mochin that you get every day, you're allowing that to come in. And you're allowing that to become part of your new avoda. And so I think there's an obvious connection, although he doesn't say it, with why specifically, and he does quote our Gemara of Vishinu Shel Shachris, but there's an obvious connection to why Shmuel's other statement was about the bathroom. Because what's the avoda of the bathroom? The avoda of the bathroom is, I ate things yesterday or in the past, and my body took what it wanted from them. It took the nutrients it's going to take. It stored the fats it's going to store. It processed the proteins and burnt the calories. It did whatever it needed to do with this. And this is the psolus. This is the waste. This is anything else I have. So it's a good way to start my day early in the morning at dawn to shed that waste and to literally get rid of that waste, a yitzia, as the Gemara says, to just have it removed from ourselves so that we have a fresh slate so we can start, and we can make new choices, and we can, you know, eat new things today that will sustain us, so that our body doesn't have to keep processing that waste and that part that's no longer good. So to go to the bathroom in the morning, you're saying, I'm starting my slate fresh. You know, it's a purge of sorts. It's saying I'm clean, I'm empty, and now I'm ready for new things. So that's why Dafka ties it right into the Shemesh Shachris, because one is in the world of Chitonius and one is in the world of Pnimius. And in fact, we have a concept that every tikkun we do, we really try to do on multiple levels. That's why when there's a mitzvah ma'asit, an action mitzvah, we try to always have a bracha with it, a brachas mitzvah, right, when we're able to, when the parameters line up. Because then we're also being metakin things in the world of pimius. The chitonius, the dibur represents the world of pimius, and the physical action represents the world of chitonius. For example, on Motzei Shabbos, when we say Vayinoam, at the end of Maariv, right? So Vayinoam, there's a lot going on there, but the short version is it's setting up the pimius, taking out orus that we accomplished on Shabbos, and setting them up and dividing them up to influence the coming week. And to, you know, empower the incoming week and illuminate different days of the week. And it's very much tied into Kavanas related to the Yom that you say each day. It's all coming from that Vayinoam, which is Metakin of Pnimius. But we know you're also supposed to eat Malav Malka for the same exact reason. That every Suda we're going to have throughout the week is stemming, it's Shoresh, it's Chias, in the world of Chitonius. And the Tikkun that accomplishes, the rectification accomplishes in the world of Chitonius stems from Malav Malka, from the suit that we have after Shabbos. So one is the dibur, is the tefillah, and one is the action, is the achila. So to hear in the morning, it, you know, in the same way that we have a kind of a sweeping out of all the old achilos for today's avoda, we're saying, okay, it's a new avoda, something else that was hair from the previous Shabbos. You know, it wasn't hair into Sunday, but it's hair into Monday, and it doesn't shine forth what it shines into Monday, what it shines into Tuesday. So we say that both on the plane of physicality, and say go to the bathroom in the morning, as well as on the plane of spirituality, where we say make sure to take a slight rest if you were up. Make sure to be sleeping a little bit after Chatzos. Be sleeping at dawn. Be sleeping once it's day, because then you could start the day with that Estalkus HaMochen, which will totally get rid of those other Mochen and allow yourself to become a befitting Kli, a receptacle that is Ro'i, that is able to be Makabal, the new Mochan, and accomplish the new mission that we have each and every day.